You're kidding. Just one shot?
They're not all zombies, Doug. How do you fight this thing?
Maybe we could drown it in A1 sauce.
Well, sometimes that is better. The person you put up there ain't the person that comes back.
It's dead zone to get down with. About 6 feet under. Get dead.
Ooh, I love this song.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Hello, and welcome to episode 187 of the Rotten Reviews Podcast. We have a fun movie set for you guys today. I mean, I guess I shouldn't say that just yet, because I personally haven't watched this movie yet as I'm recording this intro. So I don't know if it's going to be a fun movie or not. It could be a really horrible one. I've heard that it's apparently really dark and disturbed in certain parts, so we'll have to wait and see. Today's movie, though, we're watching from 2021, or the one like I said, I saw said 2020. Amazon Prime says 2021. It's 89 minutes long. It's a horror suspense. It's a Butchers. This one was actually requested by one of the guys that I do live streaming with. We always play together either with GTA Online or Fortnite or whatever the game might be. He requested this one, which is actually filmed locally, which is awesome because I think one of my other buddies worked on the special effects for this one, but I'm not 100% sure. I didn't look it up beforehand, but I think he did. But yeah, I'm always about, you know, supporting local content creators, local creators in general. So, like, just like the outro band Blood Opera, they're a few hours away from me. I support them, always will share their music, and they're a great bunch of guys. So I'm always here to share other people's content, especially local content, and hopefully you guys will enjoy this movie. As always, though, if this is your first episode, thank you for showing up. I appreciate you guys, and for the regulars that have this at auto download, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys coming back each and every single week. It means a lot to me. I'm glad that people still enjoy me making this content. You know, episode 187, I can't wait to be over 200. It's gonna be amazing, and this has just been a fun ride, and thank you everyone for showing up each and every single week. Before we get into the episode at hand, though, I just want to put some business out there ahead of time. Make sure to check me out on all social media links. I know not everyone listens to the end of the podcast. I understand that, and it's okay. But make sure you check me out on all social media links at DevInZine, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, X. I know X, Twitter, same thing. Threads, TikTok. The main thing, though, being the YouTube channel, definitely go check that out, where I've been live streaming. We have the weekly gaming video coming out every Wednesday, old episodes of the podcast. We have various shorts videos going out as well. I've been doing some live art streams late at night. I've been doing really well with them. Been getting like 80 views for the time being while doing them, and meeting some new people, chatting it up, and just enjoying the content. We've been doing some Mario mashup pieces. I've been doing a lot of wrestlers in the Super Mario style, but we also did Chris Farley and Maddie Matheson from The Bear. So definitely go check those out. We got a lot more of those planned because those are just a lot of fun to do, to be honest with you. And I'm trying to do content that I enjoy and that's fun, and hopefully you guys will enjoy it as well. And a little bit of other business. If you guys want some energy drinks or some energy powder to put in your water, make sure to go check out W Energy. The links will be down in the description below. But if you guys do, make sure to use the promo code RottenReviews at checkout to save 10%. Saves you a little bit, gives me a little bit, and it's good stuff. So I definitely highly recommend checking it out. If you guys are used to like G Fuel or stuff like that, it's pretty much the same thing. It's just a different brand. So definitely go check it out. I enjoy it, so hopefully you guys will as well. But enough of that being said, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm going to let you know right now, this movie's a little bit newer. And for all my fellow Prime users, you can go check it out on Prime. But for the people that don't have Prime, what I'm going to be doing is talking about this movie from start to finish and hitting all the points in between that catch my interest. So if you don't want to be spoiled on a movie that came out a couple years ago, I suggest you probably turn the podcast off right now. Maybe pause the podcast, find a copy of it, go watch it. Or just sit here, listen to me talk about the movie, and hopefully I'll just describe it good enough that you'll either not need to watch it because I described it so well, or it'll just make you want to see the movie that much more. So either way, I think I'll be doing a good job. So just so you guys are aware, though, I just want to put that out there because I don't want anyone complaining in the email section. So please don't. So yeah, about this movie, it has 4.6 out of 10 on IMDb, 38% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 2.3 out of 5 on Letterboxd. 58% of Google users apparently like this film. The description on Amazon is just, anyone who crosses their path is dead meat for butchers. And the description on Google is, anyone who crosses their path is dead meat for a family of sadistic butchers in the backcountry. Apparently, initial release date was October 15th, 2020. It says Google, but it says 2021 on Amazon. Like I said, I don't know why there's the difference between the two, but it is what it is. So this film was directed and written by Adrian Langley, best known for also doing, apparently, there's Butcher's Book 2, Raghorn. He was a cinematographer on 2011's A Violent State, as well as cinematographer for 2013's I don't know those movies at all, so maybe we'll check out the new one. Butcher's Book 2 apparently comes out this year, or is apparently already out. It's got 3.9 rating on IMDb, so maybe we'll check that one out. Another writer for this one as well was Daniel Weisenberg. I might have butchered that. Weisenberg? I don't know. I'm bad with names, so we already know this. Apparently, he was a writer for 2020's Come True. He was a writer for Gutshot, which has no date. And he was a writer for The Butchers. That's really about it, to be honest with you. And we're just going to talk about two actors that are in this movie. The first one being Simon Phillips. Of course, best known for being Owen Watson in Butchers. He was also apparently a bandit in an episode of The Witcher. He was apparently somebody called English in 2021's Survived the Game. And he was also Yui in an episode of FUBAR, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Netflix special TV show, whatever you might want to call it. And the other actor that we're going to be talking about is Michael Swanton. He was apparently Wade in 2022's Ash and Dust. He was Anson Baker in 2020's Two Deaths of Henry Baker. And he was Oswald Watson in Butchers. That's it for him as well. The tagline for this movie: destroy the seed of evil, or it will grow up to your ruin. That sounds weird, but okay. Alright, so we're gonna get ready to start the movie. So like I said before, if you don't want to be spoiled on a movie that came out a couple years ago, feel free to pause it now. But if you do want to be spoiled on it, make sure to get comfy, you know, maybe get some popcorn, maybe get a drink. If you're at work, you know, just keep working. Hopefully it helps you get through the day. And we're gonna get started on the movie right now.
Presents Saturday Night at the Movies, the television series which each week brings you the finest in recent motion pictures. Tonight...
tell that it's an indie movie because there's a bunch of production companies and whatnot in the intro credits that I've never even heard of before, like a Grindhouse production. I don't know anything about this production company at all, but hopefully the movie's all right. And we see that the title font coming up, just a simple red font on a black image, but it does pretty well. I like the design of it. I can't complain. Sometimes simple and less is more. And then we just see a shot of what we believe would be Owen and and Oswald Watson. They're out in the woods a little bit. There's some tombstones, and it's wintertime, and it looks like they're starting to dig up a grave. As they're looking at this grave, we hear this older car, you know, slowly starting to putter around, and it gets their attention. The one guy goes running off somewhere, not sure where, but then we pan over to the people in the car, and it's like this little younger lad and his girlfriend. He's like, I'm sure it's nothing. I'm sure it's no big deal. Let me just get outside and go pop the hood. I'm sure I can figure it out. And as he's, you know, under the hood looking at the engine, the girl sees a reflection, or what we assume is a reflection of one of the guys walking around, and she starts getting a little paranoid, and she's like, Steven, the guy who's working on the car, he's like, I think there's somebody out here with us. There's somebody out here. You know, we're in the middle of nowhere. And then once Steven goes to put the hood down, we see one of the brothers running with a shovel and smashes him right in the face with it. Like, out of all things, she gets out of the car and they're gone. They're just gone. But I mean, like, maybe you should have just tried to start the car and drive away, but what do I know? Anyway, she gets outside and she sees Steven bleeding on the ground from his skull. She's trying to wake Steven up, but then she gets grabbed by the back, you know, big hand over her mouth, and just gets dragged away. And then next thing we know, we see her being hung up by her arms by chains, and she's got like a belt for her mouth, or like a gag of some sort. And then we see Owen walking. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Looks like Christmas came early this year. Anyways, then he goes to, like, fill her up. He's trying to find her wallet, and he's like, oh, I'm very impressed. Most girls would try to scream, you know, panic a little bit, but not you. Then Owen goes on telling her, you know, silence around here is golden, and if you use that tongue around here, you're gonna lose it. Do you understand me? And he's like, you know, I hate to leave you hanging here, but I got work to do. And he kind of gets a little bit closer. I'm not sure if he's going for a kiss or if he's going to sniff her. But anyways, once Owen leaves the barn that she's hanging up in, we hear something on the other side of this wall, and there's enough gap just to see something. We just hear it breathing, and it kind of freaks her out a little bit because it's just making these sounds, and we don't know what the hell it is. And then we see Owen, what looks like he's out at like a little log outside of this barn. And he's got a big old meat cleaver, and he's just cutting up some body parts. And we just assume it's Steven's arm just going flying through the field there. That's like the next day, we see someone filling up this little cup full of milk out of this glass bottle. And he's walking over to a giant dog cage that actually has what might be the girl inside of it, or is it a different girl? I'm not sure which one it is. It looks like a different girl now that she's actually waking up and sitting up. And she's very dirty. So we can just assume she's been inside this dog kennel cage for a little bit of time. And we assume that it's Oswald, you know, giving the milk to this girl. And he, like, unlocks the cage and lets her out. And she's got, like, bum scoot to even get out of the damn dog cage because how small it is. But then we also find out she's pregnant. So, yeah, definitely a different girl than the first one that we saw. And then he allows her to lay down on, like, a sleeping bag. And then he ties her up to the fence post. That way she just can't get out. She's in her little pen, though. Like a nice cow, pig. I don't know what we're going here. Guys, are we going to feed off of that, or we're just going to keep making babies? I don't know where we're going. But then we cut to the beginning of the end. Then we see like a home video from 1998, and it's these people out for a drive, and you know, they're talking about things and how they want to look back on it like 25 years later or whatnot. And then the car breaks down, and the guy driving is like, God damn it, it broke down again. And I gotta say, you know, we get outside and we look at the car, and I can appreciate a nice Monte Carlo. It's a very nice, you know, it looks like you just blew up your ride and stuff, but you know, it's fine. I'm sure what's the worst that's gonna happen? You in a country road somewhere in the middle of nowhere. So then the driver's like, you know what? I think there's a gas station a few miles up the road. I'm just gonna walk it. And then he asks his girlfriend that's sitting in the backseat, you wanna walk with me? She's like, well, do you need me to walk with you? Now, you know, cool. I'll enjoy the peace and quiet out in the middle of nowhere. Then the opposite girl's like, hey, what's the matter with you and your boyfriend? So yeah, he's been lying where he's been the last couple nights. He's like, okay, well, I'll go walk with him and catch up to keep an eye on him. Even though we're out in the middle of nowhere, what's the worst that's gonna happen there? Then we cut and see a guy working on a hide where he's, you know, getting the fat off on the inside. And we hear this creature or something, like, making moaning and groaning sounds from behind the wall again. And Oswald kind of just ignores him, just starts singing some song as he's working on the hide. Then we see the camera guy and the pissed off girlfriend back at the car, and the camera guy's going through the trunk. He's like, hey, guess what? We got shit tickets if we need them. She's like, what do you mean, shit tickets? He's like, yeah, look, paper towel, we're good if we got shit in the woods. Anyway, she's like, okay, fine, I guess I'll go to the washroom in the woods. And she's like, you can stay here, cameraman. He's like, well, what's something happening? She's like, We're in the middle of the woods. What's the worst that's going to happen? I think her name is Jenna. Anyway, she's walking through the woods and she almost trips and falls on her face because there's a tripwire there and a bell goes off inside of Watson's home, farm, whatever you want to call it. Little compound that they have, barn in the woods. I don't know what it is yet. But then she's like, oh, what almost tripped me? Here's the string. I might as well just pull on the string a bit. Apparently the driver's name is Mike and he's walking with Taylor, who's the girlfriend with the camera guy, I guess. Anyways, Taylor's like, Mike, you're staring and holes into my pocket, because apparently Taylor thinks that Mike's watching her ass as she walks the whole way. And Mike assumes that they're still another half hour away from the gas station, apparently. And Taylor's like, okay, cool, because they just both, you know, jump into the woods and start getting busy. Taylor hears the sound and Mike's like, ah, better get to the road in case they're coming. And this whole time we see, I think it's Oswald watching from the woods behind a tree. Taylor gets done doing her business in the woods and then starts walking away, and that's when she then realizes there's something kind of weird and she goes to touch the tree because apparently it's on the tree, but we never really see what it is that she's so confused by. And once she gets back to where the camera guy is, like, so really weird things, I tripped on a wire and then on my way back I found some blood on a tree. I'm not sure where the blood came from. And we see Mike and Taylor walking down the road and they're like, so you worry about them finding out? It's like, oh no, I'm not too worried about it. They're not our best friends anyways, they'll just be a little pissed off anyways, it'll be fine. Then we see cameraman Chris going over to the tree to check out the blood spot, which actually is like a giant handprint on the side of the tree, and he's putting his hand up against it to like judge the size. They're like, oh, that's kind of cool, I guess. Then we finally see what the gas station looks like, and it's this little old gas station, and on top of the sign it says Watson Gas or Garage or whatever it said, and it's got like the old-timey imperial pumps that probably don't even work because they look like they're just display. They start walking into the garage area where we see a bunch of like tractors, and Mike yells hello and he's like, ah, I'm sure they're just in the back working somewhere, maybe. I don't know, they're probably somewhere around here, right? And Owen pops out, he's like, morning, can I help you with something? Like, why are you here? Is your car running out of gas or something? And Owen's like, where are you headed to? Back to Spencerville, huh? You guys live there together? Like, where? Why are you guys going there? You live there, huh? So then Mike's like, so you can get us back on the road? He's like, hell no, I can't get you back on the road. He's like, you haven't even looked at it yet. What do you mean? He's like, I haven't looked at it yet, but I don't have any rad parts, so I'm not going to be able to fix it. But I'll get you back to your car, at least. We have Owen using the phone to call for the tow truck service. It's Willard, who apparently is the driver. And the phone used is one of those old dial tone phones or whatever you call them. It's the circle one where you gotta put your finger in the little circle and spin it. I know none of you guys probably know what the hell I'm even talking about right now, so feel free to go Google it. It's not one of the cell phone bricks, but it's an old school phone. My parents actually still own one, to be honest with you. And Mike mentions, our other friend, two of them are sitting at the car waiting for us to come back. He's like, oh, there's two more of you, huh? And the music kind of picks up a little bit. It's like, two more people to kill. That's great. Then we come back to Christopher and Jenna sitting in the car. And then Chris is like, what the hell is that? And then we see someone coming out of the bushes a little bit, out of the trees. And he's got Polaroid camera. He starts taking pictures of them. Chris is like, you taking pictures of us? What's going on here? Then as soon as Christopher pulls out his camcorder to start filming the person taking pictures of them, the guy goes back into the tree line and disappears. And then back at the garage, Taylor starts getting a little bitchy because he's like, where the hell is this tow truck? The guy in here is a little bit creepy and I don't want to wait around anymore. And then she starts walking away, and then Mike's like, where are you doing? She's like, I'm just going to walk back to the car, pick me up on the way. So then Mike sits back on the chair and just, you know, waits out the tow truck, I guess. And Mike, being the dum-dum that he is, out in the middle of nowhere, you hear some like arguing and screaming coming from inside the garage and some tools going all over the place. So he goes in to explore and be like, hey, you okay in here? So then, you know, Mike walks a little bit farther into the garage and we see Owen working on this antique that he has as a hobby. And he, you know, fucks up his finger, gets cut by one lever, apparently doesn't want to move. So then Mike's like, why don't you give me a chance at it? Maybe I'll be able to get it. And Owen's like, yeah, go right ahead. Mike sits down and Owen picks up a pipe wrench and smacks him in the back of the head with it. Apparently, Chris and Jenna are tired of waiting, so they go to walk down the road to see what's going on. And Chris is like, wait, we gotta have protection. So he gets one of those steering wheel lock things out of the trunk. He's like, yeah, this will be my weapon of choice. Chris and Jenna start walking down the road a bit, and that's when they then see a Polaroid on the middle of the road, or somewhere on the road. I wasn't really paying too much attention, to be honest with you. And they pick it up, and Jenna's like, what is it? And Chris's like, it's a picture of us. So, all right, let's just keep walking towards the gas station. But then Taylor comes back into the garage and starts yelling for Mike. She's like, where's Mike? And Owen's like, he's back in the washroom, actually. She's like, well, I've been calling for him. He's like, well, he's back in the washroom. If you want to go back there and go check on him. You're more than welcome to. You go ahead.
You see Taylor. She's all impatient for waiting outside. So she walks back in and she's like, oh, and where's the bathroom?
Back that way. Back that way.
And Taylor just starts yelling towards the bathroom direction. And he's like, darling, if you want to go talk to him, just go to the bathroom, please. I'm trying to concentrate while I work on this fan, or looks like a model wind turbo thing. I don't know. Whatever it is. I know the technical term, but it's leaving my memory at the moment. So anyways, Taylor starts walking to the back of the garage, and that's when Owen switches the sign on the garage to closed, and she walks back further, and she's a little bit confused because she's like, you know, I don't see no bathroom back here yet, to be honest with you. That's when she's, you know, getting a bad feeling about things. So then we see a pry bar just sitting on a metal container or metal drum. So she picks it up and she's like, yeah, just to be on the safe side in case someone tries to attack me, I'm gonna hold on to this. And she goes back to the main part of the office. Hey, we see that the office is empty. Owen's nowhere to be found. So she tries to leave, but the door is locked some way that she can't get out. And the thing that he was working on was like a windmill, but it's probably like a chime for a musical box. And it starts to play and it gets Taylor's, you know, attention. She's like, oh, this can't be good at all. And then the fan part of that mechanism falls off and it spooks her, and then out of nowhere Owen just chases right at her and smashes her in the head, and she drops to the ground like a sack of potatoes. We see her on the ground and she's being wrapped up in like a burlap sack and she's bleeding from the head. And we see Mike waking back up as he's hanging from the ceiling by his arms, just like at the person from the beginning, and he's got a gag in his mouth as well, and he starts freaking out, and Owen's just looking up at him, smiling, be like, yeah, you're awake. So then Mike starts muffling some words and trying to wake Taylor up, but Taylor's not waking up, and then Owen comes in, he's like, you shut up, I got a taser right here, I will zap your ass. And Owen's like, that is one good piece of meat you got right there. Are you actually doing it with her? And Mike just shakes his head. He's like, oh, so you lied to me. You are with her then, huh? And then Owen's like, you know, you got me kind of confused right now at the moment, Michael. If that fine piece of meat is with you, then what's going on with this picture of this other fine piece of meat with you? How do you have two fine pieces of meat with you? And Owen's like, you've been sticking your little dirty pecker in any piece of meat that you can get, can't you, Michael? Ah, it's all right, though. I'm just going to zap you now for your sins. And Owen literally zaps him to the point where Michael passes back out due to too much voltage running through his, you know, tired, sweaty ass. Cut back to Jenna and Chris walking some more, and Jenna walks on another Polaroid, and somehow she notices it. She's like, look, it's another Polaroid. It's just a little bit spooky, huh, Christopher? But guess what, Christopher? There's something wrong with this Polaroid, because look, it's Mike and Taylor getting it on in the woods together. And then Chris starts breaking up because he's like, why are they cheating on us in the woods when the car's broken down? Why are they doing this to us? We're good people. Well, Christopher, at this point in time, you got some random stranger in the woods taking Polaroids of you guys. Maybe you should not worry about your relationship issues and worry about getting out alive, because you're probably going to die because you seem kind of useless, to be honest with you. And then I know where Jen's like, you know what? You want to know what happened? Because people are shitty and we just got to deal with it. And then out of nowhere, Oswald comes running out of the woods with this weird ass like butcher knife that looks like it's handmade. And he drops Christopher to the ground. And Chris is like, you got to run. And then the next thing we know, we see that knife going right across his back. And, you know, taking a good chunk out of him. So then Chris goes to, you know, crawl away. So that's when Oswald's just like, you know what? I'm going to grab you by the ankles and cut both your ankles. And you ain't going to be able to get away at all, boy. We see Jenna running through the woods as she's trying to get away from Oswald. And Oswald's able to somehow almost catch up to her. But she ducks behind a half-dead tree and is able to hide there. And Oswald doesn't see where she is, even though she took off running a lot sooner than he did. Because he literally had to take the time to cut Chris's back and then both of his ankles before he started taking on the chase. But I guess, you know, he's a hillbilly in the middle of the woods, so he probably knows the woods a little bit better, I guess. And then while Jenna's hiding behind this tree, Oswald pretty much comes right up beside her, because we see the knife, butcher, whatever thing he's got, like right beside her face. And then he walks away instead of looking around the tree. He just walks away. Then we cut back to Christopher, who's still trying to crawl away. You know, even though his ankles are cut, his back's cut. And Oswald comes right up behind him, puts the dull end of the knife up against his throat, and then grabs a rock and proceeds to beat his skull in. And then we see Jenna running out of the woods, and we get a little bit of an opening, and she sees the corner of a house. But then we also hear a truck pulling up with some music playing, and she goes running to the truck, and it's like a Ford Bronco. And of course, the person driving that little Ford Bronco is Owen. But she doesn't know Owen because she's never met Owen yet. And of course, in the back of that Ford Bronco is a burlap sack with her friends inside of it as they're tied up. And she starts freaking out. She's like, yeah, there's this crazy guy out in the woods trying to kill me. We gotta go get the cops. You know, he's got my friend. We gotta go get help. And she's like like looking in the back as she's sitting in the passenger seat behind them to make sure the killer's not coming after him. But Dustin knows the burlap sack that's like in the shape of a human body that's right behind her seat. And then they stop at this house. He's like, I don't know that much, but there's a phone inside. Don't mind me as I walk up behind you with this little sawed off looking shotgun. Anyways, then Jenna picks up the phone to call. And she's like, I don't think it's working. And then she looks up and there's a bunch of Polaroids on the wall behind the phone with blood all over them. And she's like, oh crap, I'm in the wrong house, huh? And she's going on about some rules and stuff and saying how, you know, people can be stupid. Going on about how she starts acting up, he's going to blow off a limb. And then after so many times, she's just going to blow off her face after a while if she keeps, you know, causing issues. And inside this house is the same spot where that lady is pregnant and she's tied up. And she's in the, like, next room over when Jenna was trying to use the phone. And she's pulling on the rope to try and get free to get help. But apparently maybe her tongue is gone now at this point because she's trying to make sounds but nothing coming out. And it's a lady from the beginning of the movie where her, you know, Steven or whatever got killed at the car. And then next thing we know, we see Owen outside by this Ford Bronco. He's making Jenna pull, I think it's Taylor's body out of the car. I might get them mixed up at this point in time. I don't freaking know. Anyway, he's like, come on, pull her out of the car. You know, she's not dead yet. You know, it might be dead now that you just dropped her on the goddamn ground. And anyways, Owen's getting all pissed off. He's like, you pick her up now and put her over your shoulder and walk her into that house now. And then Jenna tells him to pretty much fuck off. And he's like, you don't speak out of terms at all or I'm gonna blow your goddamn head off. You see Jenna finally able to, like, drag the lifeless body of her friend. Or she probably doesn't even know if it's her friend yet, to be honest with you. As he's dragging it in the house, he's like, Owen's like, yeah, you're gonna drop her over there. That'd be fine over there. And then Owen's like, that'll do for now, darling. And then he, like, just whips her with the butt of the shotgun. And she falls to the ground, and she's knocked out cold. Let me see Owen looking up at the roof. And there's, like, a chain system, like, to hang the people. And then we cut over to Oswald, who's reading a book to the pregnant lady, who's, like, laying, not even facing him. Then we keep cutting back to, you know, Owen setting up this new, like, hand mechanism trap to hang the people from. And Oswald reading the book to the pregnant lady who's just staring off into the distance because she's tired of her life. And as Oswald is reading more and more, we can find out that he's, you know, definitely not mentally all there. Even though Owen seems like he's mentally all there, he's just a little bit disturbed and has, you know, serial killer tendencies. Where Oswald, probably the same, but he's a little mentally handicapped. By the sounds of it, at least that's what I'm getting from it. Then we see Jenna and Taylor both waking up, and they're in these chairs with like gags in their mouth, and they're got their arms chained up to the ceiling. And then we hear the like this other creature behind the other wall moaning and groaning. And then Owen knocks on the door. He's like, "Well, hello, ladies. Good to see you finally awake now." And Owen goes on to say that they don't actually eat the people; they kill the people, but they don't actually eat the people because that'd be a little bit too far. But apparently, they have an ox that eats the flesh because it had a craving for human flesh of some sort. And then Owen goes on and be like, so those hand contraptions, I know they're pretty bad, but it's for your own safety. And same with the mouth. Because guess what? My brother, if he hears a single word come out of your mouth, he's going to cut your tongue off because he's crazy. And then Owen's like, you know what? I feel like we should, you know, kick off a little presentation. So then he calls in Oswald, who brings in Chris and, you know, throws him right down on the ground and starts stepping on the giant wound on his back. And apparently Oswald's there to show them what's going to happen if they don't do what they're told, because manners mean everything to the Watson brothers. It's then at that point where Oswald grabs Christopher's head and turns it completely all the way around, so now it's facing his back. And the whole time the ox is apparently on their side, like beating up on the wall, and it's pissing off Owen, so Owen starts screaming at the ox, which I don't think is really an ox, but it could be, I guess. Oswald's also really proud with what he did, so then when he leaves the room, he comes right back with the Polaroids and starts taking pictures of it. And Owen's like, hey, get him out of here, it's feeding time, we gotta, you know, cut him up while he's fresh. And then Owen, being the nice guy, he's like, so, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news for you, Taylor, but, this one over here has been doing your man behind your back. And Mike's, he's going to show up at some point in time today. I don't know if he's going to show up in one piece, though, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. And we see Oswald outside, you know, he grabs an ankle, and we see a butcher knife, or meat cleaver, whatever you want to call it, and then we just hear some chopping up happening. And, yeah, it's Christopher being chopped up to feed to the oxen, I assume. And Owen and Oswald are both outside as, you know, Oswald chopping up Christopher's body. And Taylor and Jenna are looking up at their arm contraptions, and they're trying to work together to try and get the beam broken off. But as they're doing that, the oxen is starting to scream a lot. And as the ox starts screaming more and more, it kind of catches Owen's attention. He kind of looks back at the house being like, wonder what those guys are doing. But then Owen just decides to get in this Ford Bronco and, you know, starts to drive away as Ocelot's, you know, cutting up Christopher's body still. And then we hear a commotion happen, a giant bang, and also starts heading back to the house because we assume that Jenna and Taylor got free from their contraption. And of course, Oswald, not being the smartest, he opens up the door where the girls were kept, and he sees the chairs are knocked over, and the girls are able to run out of the room and lock the door behind them. And then Oswald just starts freaking out inside the little container because he's all upset because he's like, I don't like being locked up like a monster. And we see the girls running off into the field somewhere. And then we slowly see Oswald starting to ram the door area, and he's starting to pry out, and he finally gets free from that little room that he was locked in by the girls. We see Owen getting back to the gas station, where he gets out of the Ford Bronco and starts walking to a shed that's off past the gas station. And that's where we see Mike hanging from the ceiling, of course, still. And, you know, he's kind of looking tired. I mean, he was struggling to try and get free, but then once Owen walks in the room, he's pretending to be asleep, and then Owen's like, hey, Michael, you asleep? Hey, buddy, you awake? Come on, buddy. Zap! Starts shocking him again. He's like, you know, you thought you were the first person to try and play dead here? Come on, Michael. Stay awake, bud. And then one's like, so, Michael, you got the day-old question. What girl are you going to choose? You going to choose Taylor or Jenna? Come on, Michael. Which one are you going to choose? Come on. They both got perks behind them. You see the girls running out of the woods, and they're finally on the road. And that's when we see Willard hooking up their car to the tow truck. And they're freaking out. He's like, oh, hey, you're here. And he's like, yeah, of course I'm here. You called, didn't you? And he's like, so, what the hell happened to you guys, huh? He's just got these crazy guys that just killed our friend. You know, they're trying to kill us, too. He's like, who? Owen? No, Owen wouldn't do that. Then Jenna starts freaking out, being like, can we just go already? He's like, okay, sorry, please, I'm sorry for yelling at you. Can we please go? He's like, all right, fine, get in the car. It's just, they're like, we can't ride with you. He's like, nobody rides with me. Get in the car if you want to go. So then they're sitting in the car together as they're getting towed away. And Jenna's like, so you know about me and Mike, huh? And Taylor's like, that's the last thing I want to know about right now, to be honest with you. Maybe I got the names mixed up. I don't know. It is what, they kind of both look the same anyways. It doesn't really matter. And then they get towed to this random area. It's like a junkyard area. Like, why the hell did we stop here of all places? And then Willard gets out and grabs a gun from the front seat of his tow truck. He's like, I'm going to give you girls 5 seconds to get out, or I'm just going to shoot you through the windshield. So how about you guys get out of the car? And as he's talking to him, he's like, you know, despite what you guys are thinking right now, I'm not the bad guy. I'm Willard. Nice to meet you. Who are you guys? Taylor and Willard, huh? Ah, I like those names. Kind of sound like porno names, to be honest with you. And he's like, well, now that that's all done, how about you guys start walking that way? And Taylor starts to walk, and then Jenna just stands there and starts. He's like, are you going to make me count to five again and make me shoot you? Or are you going to start walking now? And as they're walking through the field, out of nowhere, Oswald just comes running and runs right in front of Taylor and slices her whole guts open, and she drops right to the ground. And then Oswald, you know, grabs Jenna and pulls her back and, like, has her by the throat as he's got, like, the gun pointing in the back of her head. And then Oswald's like, this is what happens when you don't do what you're told. And he literally starts pulling the intestines out of Taylor's body. And then Oswald just starts butchering Taylor's body right in front of Jenna as she's being forced to watch. Then we see them back at the compound where they throw Jenna back in the pen, and Willard's like, where's Oxford? He's like, it's in the pen. He's like, oh, he's not doing too good if he's hiding there, is he? And at this point in time, we're looking at the ground, and we see there's like a saw blade of some sort, just a small one, and Jenna actually picks it up and like hides it on her. And Willard and Oswald are talking a bit, and it gives Jenna enough time to hide that saw blade in like the back of her pants and like up her shirt, and then she gets put in her little holding cell for the time being. And then Willard's like, Oswald, you better fix that damn door, boy. And Oswald, don't call me boy, I don't like that. And Willard's like, you know, I think sometimes it'd be best if I just blow your damn head off to be done with it. Now we see that Jenna's actually in the same holding cell that the pregnant lady is in, and we see her finally moving, and Jenna's like, oh, wow, you're alive and you're pregnant. How long have you actually been here for? And the lady doesn't say anything, and then she just starts looking around, and then Jenna looks up, and we see a sign that says silence is golden, and we see the end of her tongue with a giant snail through it on the sign. So we see Jenna cutting the strings off of the tongueless lady. I think her name was Jessica. at the beginning. I feel like it was. And then she hands the little dagger to the tongueless lady. And as Jenna's looking through the holes to see what Oslo is doing, she literally just starts stabbing the baby inside her stomach. She then takes the blade and stabs herself in the throat with it. And then Jenna pulls the blade over, and Oswald opens up the door and looks in and starts freaking out and crying because the lady's dead. So then Jenna goes after him to try and, you know, stab him with it, but then she pretty much gets knocked to the ground, and we just hear Oswald like cry screaming over and over again because his baby mama's dead, I guess, if you want to call her that. And then we see this picture show up saying that the end is here, and we see Owen driving down the road, and then Willard's coming the opposite direction. He waves him down, tells him to stop. He's like, you know, your brother's going to fuck things up for us, and we're not going to be able to fix it. Because you had two girls up at the barn, now you got one because they, you know, they got the best of him. Now the one's dead, and I'm getting sick and tired of this. And then Willard just drives away. And Owen shows back at the house, and we see Oswald pulling the knife dagger thing out of his forearm. Because I didn't realize he got stabbed. I didn't see. I must have been looking down at the recording equipment at that point in time. And then Owen starts screaming at him, being like, what the hell is going on here, Oswald? As we see Jenna tied up on the couch. And Oswald just points to the room, and then Owen goes to take a look, and we see that the other girl they had is dead. And he's all pissed off. He's like, I knew it. You've screwed up. You always screw up because you're so damn stupid. And Oswald starts freaking out at Owen because Owen told him to shut up and told him how much of a failure. And Owen's like, all right. I'm sorry. I upset your feelings. I get it. I'm sorry, brother. And Owen starts to sing him a lullaby to start to calm down Oswald, apparently, because that's the only thing that's going to calm them down in this situation that they're in. And Owen's like, it's all right, Oswald. Sometimes things don't go as planned. It's all right, though. Owen's going to take care of it. Owen's going to get it all settled out. Don't worry about it, Oswald. Everything's going to be fine. We'll just start fresh. We'll just start new. And Owen goes into the room where the pregnant lady is dead. He's like, well, I guess we don't have to worry about which one of us is daddy anymore, because you're dead. So, oh well. Then as Owen's talking to the dead lady and saying how he's going to clean her up and get her out of here, we see Jenna waking back up with the gag still in her mouth and everything. And she's getting outside of the house and heading towards the Ford Bronco again, where she like peeks in the back. I mean, that's when we see Mike is still in the back seat of it. Anyway, she opens up the back of it and crawls in the back of the Bronco to try to wake Mike up, and he's not waking up. So she literally just starts smashing him in the face, slapping him, being like, wake up. And he wakes up, he starts freaking out. He's like, no, calm down. It's me. Just calm down, please. We then see Owen at that chopping block outside in the back of the house, and he's starting to chop up the pregnant lady and be like, sure is a waste of a perfectly good body. We see Jenna untie Mike and they get out of the truck, and then Mike looks at the front seat. We see the keys are still in the ignition, so he's like, get in the truck. And at this point in time, Jenna goes to close the tailgate, and the sound of the tailgate creaking actually catches Owen's ear. And then as Mike's getting ready to get in the Bronco, he sees the shotgun. He's like, you know what, we're gonna go fuck these guys up because I got a shotgun now. And Jenna starts freaking out, being like, Mike, he's not the only one out here. We can't go fuck them up. Let's just go get help. Let's just get out of here, please. Then we see Michael and Jenna making their way through the house, shotgun in hand, you know, trying to be the badass, trying to be the hero, but he's not being able to find anyone at all at this moment. He makes it outside to the back area where the chopping block is, and we see the dead body outside, but we don't see Owen at all. And then out of nowhere, Owen just comes out with that meat cleaver and knocks the gun out of Mike's hand. Owen goes to take a slice at him, but Mike moves out of the way, and the cleaver gets stuck in the wall, and then Mike's able to grab the shotgun and actually shoot Owen quickly. Out of nowhere, Mike gets shot, and of course, it's Willard coming through the house using his revolver, and he shoots Mike twice. Once, I'm not sure where, but the second one's clear in the chest. And then out of nowhere, Willard's looking down at Mike's body as he's bleeding out, and Jenna just grabs the cleaver and gets Willard right in the temple. Then as Jenna's, you know, down on the ground with Mike as he's saying sorry, and she's like, why can't we just go? Out of nowhere, we see Oswald coming around the house, and then he sneaks into the house and opens up the door for the oxen. He's like, sick him! And then it's like this mutated kid of some sort that comes running out that's got like blisters all over. So I don't even know what the hell he's supposed to be. He's some kind of mutant though. I mean, he's really cool to look at. I just wish he was in the movie a little bit longer than like the last goddamn 10 minutes. Anyways, then we see Jenna running through the woods and we see the little oxen thing, or that's what they at least call it, chasing after her, and she jumps into the Ford Bronco and locks the door. But apparently this ox creature is not strong enough to break the driver window of some sort, some reason. I don't know. Then out of nowhere we see Oswald walking out the front door with Willis pistol and shoots right through the glass, and then we see blood splatter and brain splatter all on the passenger window, and we see the oxen creature jump in the front, and she's dead. And then the outro credits start to roll, and then we cut back and see Oswald cutting off an arm. He's like, waste not, want not, and the outro credits continue to roll, and that's the end of the movie, folks. I gotta say, it was a decent movie. It's nothing super stellar by any means. It's kind of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre meets, Wrong Turn, but not as mutated. Well, at the end, it's mutated for some fucking reason. I don't understand why. But that's besides the point. I'm cool with it having like the mutated aspect. I just wish we saw a little bit more of it. But nonetheless, maybe that was like one of Oswald's kids. I don't know. Who knows? On the Rotten scale of 10, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10. I'm going to probably watch the second one at some point in time. But it wasn't too bad. It wasn't anything that was like spectacular by any means necessary. But a fun watch nonetheless. And it brings us to what we're going to watch next week. So we're going to watch something I've been wanting to watch for a while. Or I wanted to watch at one point in time. Then I completely forgot about it. But now I saw that it's on Prime, I'm going to watch it. This movie is from 2018. It's 86 minutes long. It's horror suspense. It's starring Nicolas Cage. We're going to watch Mom and Dad. I've never seen anything about this movie. I've seen the trailer, of course, but I haven't seen the actual movie itself. So I'm looking forward to watching this one. So this gives you a little bit of time if you want to watch it on Prime or find it somewhere else. It might be streamed somewhere else. I'm not really too sure. But you can watch it on Prime. So definitely go check it out there. Now, with that being said, thank you again for showing up for another episode this week. I appreciate it. And as always, make sure to check out the outro band, Toronto based horror band Blood Opera. They have a new album out. You can definitely go check it out on Spotify, but you can also find them on YouTube, SoundCloud, Instagram, Facebook, pretty much anywhere and everywhere. Definitely go check them out. Bunch of cool people, great music. I appreciate them for being in the outro of each and every single episode, and I'm looking forward to what comes their way this year, and hopefully some more new music coming out later in the year, maybe
next year. I don't know yet. We'll have to wait and see. But as always, make sure to check out all my social media links down below as well. At Typhon Sign, you can find us on Instagram, X, TikTok, Facebook. The main thing we're pushing, like I said at the beginning of this episode, is the YouTube channel. We have the weekly game video on there. We're doing live streams. We have shorts. We have a bunch of other old episodes of the podcast and whatnot as well. And once we hit 1,000 subs, we're going to be giving away some free artwork. So that's pretty cool. We're slowly gaining on that each and every single day, each and every single week. So I appreciate that. Hopefully you guys will go give it a like, subscribe, turn on the bell notifications. That way you get notified every time I post a new video. And I'll talk to you guys all later, because I'm done rambling now, because I'm going to get ready to probably work on some new artworks, because there's no sleep for the weary here. So I'll talk to you guys all later. Peace. Yeah.